Tuesday, the 26th of January, Yud Alef Shvat, Rabbi Menachem Lieberman, Todir v'Sheina Todir.
In the Beis Yosef, in Erechaim Simon Chof Hei, he brings that in the morning when you put on talis and tefillin, he says you should put on the talis, which is mitzvah tzitzis, before the mitzvah tefillin. And he brings, for the Mukesh, two reasons. One reason, he says, because the mitzvah of tzitzis is a special mitzvah. It's shokul keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. It's equal to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. As it says, Re'isa Moiseh Yischartem es kol mitzvahs Hashem. So it's a special mitzvah, which has got chashivas according, it's equal to all the mitzvahs of the Torah, therefore it deserves to have kedima. And secondly, he says, he brings the reason, because it's todir more than the mitzvah of tefillin. The mitzvah of tzitzis, we wear both on weekday and both on Shabbos as well. Whereas tefillin, you only wear it on weekday and not on Shabbos. And therefore that's the klal, todir sheina todir, todir koidim, something which is more frequent, that comes first. So perhaps, look at the inyan of a little bit, before we go back to Talis Tefillin, we look at where the actual source, the mocker of the din todir sheina todir, todir koidim. The Mishnah in Zvochim, Perakola todir daf peitesu medalev, the Mishnah says, kol atodi mechaveri koidim eschaveri. Mishnah is talking about korbonus there. Any korban which is more todi, more regular than other korbonus comes first. Example, tamidim koidim the musafim, the tamid comes before musaf. And that's actually the Mishnah actually brings a posuk in the Torah where we learn that out from, because it says in Parshas Pinchas, Milvad oila sabayka shelo oila satomi tasu es eile, Milvad oila sabayka, which means besides the oila sabayka, which the oila sabayka has been before. That's the first one, the tomid, that always has to be first, because that's todir more than the musaf. And then there's another Mishnah, which is going to be negeir to us as well, and that the Mishnah says, besides, there's another klal that todir is first, there's a second klal, and that is called mekudish. Mekudish, kol ha-mekudish mechaveroi, koidim eschaveroi. Any mitzvah, or korban, which has got more kedusha, more than any other mitzvah, is also before another mitzvah. And what's that example, says the Mishnah? Dam chatos, koidim ledam ha-oila. The zrika, the dam chatos, it's machapa, so that's more makudish, that comes before the dam ha'oila. Now the Gemara has an interesting shaila, which we'll take to see, is very negei halacha lemaisa. What happens when you've got one mila clashes another mila? You've got one mitzvah which is todir, and you've got another mitzvah which is makudish. Each one on their own is a separate mila, which gives a din kedima more than the other mitzvah. What happens when they both clash together? And that's the Gemara clears that Tzadikum Adalav, Tzadikum Adbei, sorry, Iboilu Todir Umekudish Ezimem Koidim. Do you say the Todir is first because it's Todir? Or Efshim Mekudish? Because each one has got its Emaila, so when they clash together, which one is first? The Gemara tries to bring many riots, in the end the Gemara is mad, and the Gemara is not push the Shaila. So the Rambam Paskins, in Hilchas Timidim Umasofim, the Rambam writes, Hoy lefonov todir umekudish, once todir, once mekudish, yaktim ezimem sheyirtze. You can do whichever one you want. It's optional to do whichever one you want. Each one has a mila. Todir's got a mila, and kodish has a mila. So you can do whichever one you want. Now, in the Bat Tanura, on the Mishnais, he says that it's kumdois that the todir is first. The Rambam doesn't paskin, the Batanur does paskin. And the Tosfos Yontif says, because, you can say, what's the reason of the Batanur? He says, because Todir, the Gemara brought a posuk, Milvad oilas abayka asher lo oilas ha-tomid ta'asu esedes. So you see that oilas abayka tomid, Todir is first. So that's a clearly posuk, which is a Yalfusa, which is coming to teach us that. Because it needn't say Milvado ila sabaykar asher. What's the Milvad saying? So that is telling us, a special posuk to tell us, not only in this case, the Talmud is first, but it's a general rule, always Todir is before Sheinei Todir. Mashenkin says the Tosfos Yontif, the Gabe Mekudesh, even though the Gemara does bring a posuk that Gemara brings a posuk that Dam Chatos is before Dam Oile, you've got no raya that the reason of that halach is a general rule that Mekudesh is always before another mitzvah. It could be only a din in Chatos. So therefore there's no special mokar, there's no source that Mekudesh has got chashiva. So therefore that's why, says the Tosfos Yontif, the Baal Tanura says Todir has got a mokar minatera, that's got a problem mokar, so that comes first. And that's for the same reason, says that the Taz, the same thing in Or Chaim Simen Tof Reish Pei Aleph. The Shagasaria asks on this, he actually asks on the Taz, that the Chayre, it seems they've overlooked a Gemara Mefurish in Hoyrius, that Mekudesh Mechaveroi has also got a proper rye from the Torah that Mekudesh has Chashivas. And that's a very interesting mocker, not so well known. Everybody knows that there's a mitzvah of Vekidashtoi. A Koyin, you have to be Mechaveroi first, a Koyin gets the first Aliyah. When there's a Kohen, he gets always benching, he gets the Zimun. When he's coming in the room, you have to be Mechavadim first. How do we learn that out? We learn that out from the mitzvah of Vekidashtoi. It's a mitzvah to give Kedusha, you should make him holy. Kohen has got more Kedusha. So how do we make, how are we Mechavadim, how are we in actual, in practical forms, give him, show him that he has more Kedusha? So whenever it comes to any mitzvah, or even lav mitzvah, we mechabit him first. So, pshat in the Gemara seems to be, and the Gemara actually says, do you know why a mitzvah, which is mekudesh, comes first? We learn this from this posuk of Vekidashtoi. The Torah is not talking about mitzvahs, the Torah is talking about a man which has kedusha, which is a kohen. A kohen's got kedusha, but it's a comparison. It's a svara, just like a kohen, which has got kedusha. So we machabat him first. Similarly, any mitzvah which has got kedusha to it will also machabat him first. So that's the Shakasaria asks on the Taz, and it's the Teres Rafal, that's the Edom of the Netziv. He asks it actually on the Tosfos Yontif, that what do they say that Mekudesh doesn't have a posuk? True, it's interesting that the Gemara in Zvachim doesn't bring the posuk, but the Gemara in Hori Stav Yud Beis brings this posuk of Vikidashtoi. And that's learnt out that from, just like a kohen, kol dovashi b'kedusha, we mechabed a kohen to be first. Similarly, any mitzvah which has kedusha should also be first. So that's sort of just an akdoma now that we've seen in the Gemara in Zvachim. There is a din of todir, and there's also a din of mekudesh. When they come together, the Gemara says, what happens? It's a shaya todim, because which one comes first? The Rambam says you can do whichever one you want. And Tosfos Yontif says, he thinks that Batanur actually says that Todir is first, and the Tosfos Yontif says because it's got a proper Yalfusa from the Torah, it's got a proper Raya from the Torah, where the Mekudesh we don't have, and asks the Shagasara Lechera, we do have a Meforish Posuk and the Gemara Hori is from Bekidashtoi. Now let's go back to Tzitzit, to Talis and Tefillin. So going back to the reason the Mukayesu says, why in the morning do you put on the Talis first? Because the Talis is Todir. It's Shabbos and weekdays. Whereas Tefillin is only on weekdays and not on Shabbos. So therefore Todir Shein Todir, Todir Koidim. Now the Shagasari asks three questions on the Nemukah Yosef, which we're talking on this Nemukah Yosef about why the Talis comes before Tzitzis. And we're going to see very interesting why Talis comes before Tefillin. And very interesting that the same Beis Yosef who brought this reason of the Nemukah Yosef, these reasons why Talis comes first, in the Shulchan Aruch, when he paskens the Shulchan Aruch, why we put on Talis first, he brings a completely different reason, a third reason at all. So it could be Taka, he had some of these questions as well. The first Kasha asks the Shagasari is, this is a famous Machlikas Rishonim, what happens by night? Are you Mechuyev? When you have a beged of four corners, ksus yoyim, are you mechuyev to wear tzitzis by night? In other words, it could be negeah to us. Are we mekayim a mitzvah when we go around with tzitzis by night. Tzitzis is a ksusioim. It's a beged which is meyuchad for us to wear in the day. So when we wear it by night, is there a mitzvah of tzitzis? The Rambam holds that by night there is no mitzvah at all of wearing tzitzis. So according to the Rambam, as soon as it comes night, you can take off your tzitzis and you're not mekayim a mitzvah at all. Because it's the Zman Laila, whatever baggage of your pocket from tzitzis. The Rosh argues, and the Rosh holds, that it's a mitzvah, that you are mekayim a mitzvah something which is a baggage, miyuchad, ksusyoim, you're mekayim a mitzvah even by day. Sorry, even by night. So according to the Rosh Taka, so you are mekayim a mitzvah. So vada, if you can't wear tzitzis by night, you're mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. Interesting that the Mokan Avrom in Siman Yud Gimel brings a raya from the Medrash by David HaMelech that it is a mitzvah to wear tzitzis by night. David HaMelech said that when he went to the Beis HaMerchatz, he said, "Oi, now I'm orum mikol haMitzvos. Now I've got no mitzvahs at all because he's got there's no tzitzis and he's not wearing anything. He's got no mitzvahs." Then he remembered the bris milah. So that's lamatzeach al hashminis. He was happy that he had the bris milah. Asks the Mogen Avraham, why was David HaMelech only concerned about the Beis HaMerchatz? What's he not concerned every night? You also haven't got any mitzvah of tzitzis. Says the Mogen Avraham, it's arrived from here that you should wear tzitzis by night. So that's that going with the shita of the Rosh. Or Bakoponi, the shita of the Rambam is that by night you're potter from tzitzis at all. So asks the Shankasaria that he's going to say, Rav Rishonim taka hold like the Rambam, that ksusyoim, that whatever you wear by night, you're potter. So Ibze asks the Shankasaria interesting kashim. What does the Nebuka Yusuf say? Tzitzis is more toddy than tefillin. Why? Because tzitzis you wear on Shabbos and tefillin you don't wear on Shabbos. But let's make a calculation. Tzitzis you only have to wear by day. True, Tucker, it's 7 days a week, but only the day, not the night. Tefillin, min ha-Torah, you could wear tefillin by day and by night as well. The only reason why you don't wear tefillin by night is because of gezeira midrabbanan, in case you fall asleep and you won't be careful with the kedusha of tefillin. So if so, if you make a cheshbon, a calculation, it's much more hours in the day that tefillin is better mitzvah more than tzitzis, because you've got tefillin through it 6 days a week, but you've got 6 times 24. Whereas tzitzis, you've only got 7 times 12.
You can't wear them when you're sleeping. You've got to sleep in the day.
Yeah, but the etza mitzvah, the Shankasari is taking on, the counter to Shankasari is taking that toddy, the chashivas of toddy, you look whether actual mitzvah is applicable. Somebody wants to stay out the whole night and the entire night. So, you mean it's not shaykh, you mean he'll have to fall asleep for that.
Well, once maybe, not every night.
Yeah, you mean because a man won't be able to fall asleep, yeah. That's true, yeah. But perhaps I fall asleep in the day, but that's from people who work by night and fall asleep by day. But etza mitzvah, the mitzvah, that's just like an unis, because etza mitzvah, the mitzvah which is shaykh, By day and by night. So that's the Shagasaris Kasha. He says, why does the Mukha Yusuf say tzitzis is toddy? Because it's Negev Shabbos, but it's only Negev in the day, according to the Rambam Rishon. And I think tefillin is six days a week, day 6 times 24, day and night, so that should be more than toddy.
So maybe David HaMelech is wearing tefillin at night. But he had a noise. He wasn't worried about not wearing tzitzis.
You could ask better. Yeah, they had mezuzah in his house. Yeah. That's what I was saying. And the second kasha asks the Shagasaria is, even if we'll assume like shit of the Rosh, which we brought down, the Mogen Avraham says that ksusyoim tzitzis, if you wear it by night, you are mekayim a mitzvah. And let's say tefillin is not noyed by night at all. But we just remember, we mentioned the Gemara before. We've got klal todi umekudish. Well, one mitzvah is todi, and you've got a collision. One is todi, one's mekudish. The Gemara says but we can do whichever one. The Rambam says you can do whichever one you want. So let's assume that tzitzis is todi. Let's assume Taker it's 24/7, and it is more todi. But everybody will agree that tefillin has got more kedusha than tzitzis. And toddy umakudish, so tzitzis is toddy, of Mekudish. Not when you get the Mekudish by Kodshim, it's Lachayim, all mitzvahs as well, so Tzitzis is Toddy. Tefillin is Mekudish. So according to the Rambam, it's optional, you can do whatever you want. Why does it say, why does the Mekudish Yisuf say that Tzitzis has to be first? If the Gemara says, Toddy Hashem Mekudish, the Rambam says you can push everyone first, so Lachayim should be optional. And even the Batanura, who's Taka, says, what, you, the Todir is first, but they already asked, but Mekudish also has a Maila. And there's a third Kasha, that, another Kasha that asks the Shagasaria that Tzitzis is Bechalal. Gemara says in Menachos, it's just one more thing to get to Karbonus, that something which you don't have to bring is not called Todir. Shlomim, you don't have to bring a shlom. It's not like a chatos, you have to bring a chatos. So that's the Gemara calls that. That's not called todir. That's called motsu. It's common. But todir is only shach, something which you have to do. So I mean, that's the third kasha of the Shagasari on the Nukis. Why do you say tzitzis is more todir than tefillin? We know if you don't have a beged of four corners, you don't have to wear tzitzis. If you have a beged of four corners, you have to wear tzitzis. If you don't have, you don't have to, but tefillin, you have to wear. It's a chivas agavra. Whatever happens, you have to make sure you're wearing tefillin. Oh, but tzitzis is not better than a chivas. It's a chivas. When you, it's chivas gavra, chivas mon. It's a combination. When you have the pair, you have the pair of tzitzis lying in the cupboard, you don't have to put on tzitzis.
If you're going to Tavir, then
you have to put on. Pardon?
Where
does it say? Where does it say that chiv? It's not minatoyer. Not minatayr. Yeah, it's your stickler. We'll count it. Your stickler. Yeah. Oh, but the Shagasari takes this again. The shift of the Shagah, he takes on that Toddy was in the actual, we look at the actual deraiser, the actual fact, is minatayr, is there a chiv to do it? And he says, there's no chiv minatayr, if you don't have a bed, if you're not wearing a bed, of course, you don't have to wear tzitzis. So it's only motzu, it's equivalent to the Gemara of Shlomim. So again, why is Toddy first? More than tefillin. So let's go one by one to answer the kasha of the Shagasari. The Shagasari asked actually three questions. One is, why is it toddy, the calculation of time, actually tzitzis, tefillin is more because it's by night. Second reason, toddy and mekudish, isn't much. Third reason, who says it's toddy if you don't have to do it? So let's go back to the first question, which he asks that tefillin is more toddy because it's noyig by night as well, and tzitzis is not noyig by night according to the Rambam. There's a very interesting shaila in Rav Nosson Geshtetner. By Sfira So'im, if a man's got a choice, he's held after by Marv, there's a Lavona outside, you've got the choice of saying either Kiddush Lavona and Sfira So'im. Which one comes first? Do you say Sfira So'im, it's 49 days a year, that's Todir. How many times is Kiddush Lavona a year? 12 times a year. So Sfira So'im should be first. He's got a shayla efshe toddy and she'ena toddy. Toddy doesn't only mean, it doesn't mean how many times it is. It means how often round the year does it occur. And he's got an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Machlikas, when we sit in the Sukkah and we make Leishik Basukkah and Shechayonu, which bracha comes first? So Rav says that you make first Sukkah, Leishib Sukkah, and then you make Zman. Rabbi Babachona says you say Shechayonu and then Sukkah. So the reason why Rabbi Babachona says you first say Shechayonu and after Sukkah, because he says Shechayonu is Toddy. Shechayonu is much more Toddy than Leishib Basukkah. So asks Rav Nosson Geshtetner, how many times do you make Shechayonu according to Rav? We're not talking about the Shechayonu when you buy a new suit. Well, then we're talking about Shechayon on Yom Tov, when you have to make three or four times a year. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, perhaps Shmini Atzeres as well. Rav only holds Gimel Regalim, not Rosh Hashanah. Shittas Rav, yeah. Well, not Yom Kippur either, yeah. Rav holds, Shittas Rav is only not Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Kippur, only three times a year. So it comes out, so four times, three or four times a year. Sukkah, Leishiva Sukkah, we make it at least seven times. So why does Rav say that Zman is more toddy than Sukkah? Sukkah 7 days, at least 7 days. and Leishev is 7 days, and Shechionu is actually only 4 times a year.
So, but every day.
Yeah, you don't have to. Olam Ma'aseh Mishnah is very good. Obey Mishnah Shtei Mitzvah Sukkah Shivas Yomim.
You can.
But if you make a kvius meikar adin, you could make leishiv asuka even if you don't eat. It's just noyagim shein mivorchem leishiv asuka ela b'shas achilas, like a minute. Or meikar adin, if you make a kvius in the sukkah time, you would make leishiv asuka even without eating. Like some sefer talks about that in Hilchos Sukkah. Some sefer talks about it. He says because the mitzvah is a mitzvah to make a kvius 7 days. That's how the Torah wanted to make a bracha leishiv asuka. So he boils from here, Nosan Geshnetna, that the Chora you see here that Todir doesn't depend in the number of times it is. Todir depends how more frequent it comes during the year. And Mela, that's why Shechionu is more Todir than leishiv asuka. Because leishiv asuka is only during sukkahs. Whereas Shechionu is Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, a few times in the year. Memela, according to this, pardon? That's how the Shachasari took off. That it's in times. Of Lachoira, from this kind of proves from the Gemara, it's not the amount of times which makes it Todir. It's how many frequent throughout the year it comes. And throughout the year it comes more. Maybe it's a loss on Geshtetna by Kiddush Levona as well. Kiddush Levona is more often. Every month is Kiddush Levona. Sfiris Ohim is only one set on due Pesach and Shavuos. So therefore he wants to say Kiddush Levona will be first. So according to that, we can answer why the first Kash of the Shagasari. True, Tzitzis is not Noig by night. And Tfilin is Noig by night. But Tzitzis is every single day. 7 days a week. Mashekid Tfilin is not that Todir. It's only 6 days a week. Hagam in the hours it's more. Oh, but Todir doesn't depend. This Todir doesn't depend on the amount of time. It's the frequency, how often it comes around. And this is a very interesting. This is Rav Nosson Geshtek says this himself. He doesn't talk about. We Shtelin, so he doesn't talk about the Shagasara, but he talks about. He says he brings the matter from Rish Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur. We say after davening, the David Hashem Oyrevi Yishi. Now, what do you do in Rosh Chodesh? You've got Borchi Navshi and Le David. Which one comes first? Zokta Mata Ephraim, that you say Borchi Navshi first, because that's every Rosh Chodesh. And Le David is only from Elul till after Yom Kippur, till after Sukkot. So the Todesh in a Todeh Kodim. So he asks, it's also the Chodesh Shver. Because Borchi Nafshi, how many times a year do you say that? 12 or 16, yeah? 16 Berach, 2 days Rosh Chodesh, 16 times a year. Mashekin Ladovin, how many times do you say that? Yeah? 100 times, yeah? Because it's twice a day for 45 days, Berach says about 100 times. So which one is which says lachayr zechem or todi? Abel ma'isi from the matzpan the same thing that todi doesn't depend on the amount of times; it's the frequency, the intervals, how it falls, and therefore that's you've got Rish Chodesh is the same. You've got every month, you've got every Rish Chodesh that's called todi, rather than the David Hashem or than the David. And now coming to the second kind of the Shagasaria that. What about, let's assume he says Tzitzis is Todir, but he says Tfilin is Mekudosh, and we're not sure that Todir Mekudosh is a Memkoid. You've got the choice which one you can do. Why does the Nebuchadnezzar say you have to do Todir, Tzitzis, which is Todir. Todir Mekudosh should be optional. So here, the Torah's Rafael Shapira, he says, like he says in Tesantadach, he says it's actually a machtosus in Chulin, Daf Pezayin, and the Rosh say, the whole din of being mechabed koinim v'kidashtoi is only an asmachta. We'll assume it's a mitzvah, koinim, you have to be mechabed him first, so it seems to be machlikas rishonim, whether it's midaraisa or not, it's actually machlikas in Yerushalmi, but Tosus clearly, Tosus in the Rosh, Chulin say it's only midrabona. So Tosus, the Tosus refer like this, that the Gemara in Tzvachim, which declares Todi Mekudosh, which one is first, that Gemara held that the mitzvah of Vikidashtoi, that you should be Mechabed HaKoyanim because he's holy first, held it's a drosha deraisa. So therefore the din of Mekudosh, that mitzvahs which have Kedusha come first, is also deraisa. Whereas the Nemuka Yosef held that the Daktosus in Chulin, that the whole din of Ikidashto is only Midrabona, the means Midaraisa, you don't have to be Mechabed the Kohen first. So if the whole din of Mekidashto, the whole source is only Midrabonon, so who are din, the whole mile of Mekudosh is also only Midrabonon. So Todi, which is a mile of Deraisa, and Mekudosh and Midrabonon, so that's why it comes first. And the Gabbah, the third kasha on the Shagasaria, is the Malbim Zot V'yayich, that because Klal Yisrael were Mekabel on themselves, we said he asks, because Klal Yisrael were Mekabel on themselves to wear a beged of four corners, so that's Ke'ilu, that's like a Chiyuv as well. He assumes that you don't go with just how much is Deraisa. What Klal Yisrael accepted themselves, Deraisa, that has a din of a Chiyuv, and that has a din of Tadir as well. Pardon? Minig Azal. Yes, yeah, so they bring the lashon because minig. I think that's the lashon of Atzchaim. Minig. So they do it so they won't make themselves like a chiv. So it does have a minor chiv. It's not compared to shlomim, which is only a motzi. Now the very thing is, Taka. Yes, Taka. All this is negeir. Taka. I just want to point out, Alachamai. That's only when you have both in front of you. Then you put the talis before the tefillin. If when you come, you've come just with your tefillin. Let's say, and you've left your talis, and you've got one talis. Let's say a Shabbos talis, and you use that for weeks on, you've come just with your tefillin in front of you, and the talis is not in front of you, then the din of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs overrides everything. It overrides Todin, overrides Shkula Neg Chola Mitzvahs, overrides everything, because that's like I learned that from last week's Sedra, Shmartim Es Hamatzis, Al Tikris Hamatzis, Es Hamitzvahs, Mitzvah Bo Liotcha Al Tach Mitzenot. That's very important. If this mitzvah is in front of you, then you've got to put tefillin on first, even before the talis, if they're not both in front of you. Now the very interesting thing is the halacha lamaisa, Shulchan Aruch, as I mentioned before, brings a completely different reason. He says, Acha shalovash talis mitzuyitz, yanech tefillin, shemailim bekoidesh, because we go up in Kedusha. Now what happened? The who wrote the Shulchan Aruch is the Mechaber. He wrote the Beis Yosef. In Beis Yosef he brings complete two different reasons. What happened now in Shulchan Aruch? He forgets those. He leaves out those two reasons and brings this new reason. Zokt Yad Ephraim, that the Beis Yosef also had this kasha that tzitzis is todi, tefillin is mekudosh. So which one do we go? So then he came along with a new svara. But by kedusha, there's a new svara of malim bakodesh. And explains it's the Gaon. I don't want to be marich now, but that the Gaon explains that. Normally we say Maila has, when you're doing mitzvahs in front of you, one's Mekudosh and one's not Mekudosh, Mekudosh is first. When you're putting your mitzvahs on the goof, tzitzis, and then tefillin, then there's a new seder, there's a new din. That's Malim Mekudosh Lemerid, not Todin, not Mekudosh, Malim Mekudosh Lemerid. Maila's up the Yad Ephraim Azoi. So the Beis Yosef had that shver, had the second kasha shver, this is tzitzis is Todin. Tefillin is Mekudosh. What do you do? Ah, but then he said Mekudosh. But there's another mahalach in Mekudosh. And that is, when you put it on the goof, we first cover ourselves with the chepetz of mitzvah, and then we go up in a higher madriga of Kedusha. So that's Mali Mekudosh. So that's the other front. So that tells you, because there's a swarim Mekudosh, that's first, so we go back to Todir. We go back to Todir. I say it's Todir as well. Why is Mekudosh would override it? But who says Mekudosh? Because this is also Mali Mekudosh. We've got Todi Amekudosh. That's what goes first. Now, very interesting, just to finish off with an interesting Shaila. Pesukei Teshuva brings a Shaila. What happens? Two people are coming into Shul. Now, we also know, let's say if somebody comes, it's coming into the door and he's holding tefillin's hand, he's holding a safe in hand, you have to let him go first. That's Mekudosh. Mekudosh, just like Mekudosh is a mitzvah comes first, so if he's holding a chavit in Mekudosh, you let him first. Brings the Pesach Shul, B'Shem, the Beis HaLevi. Somebody's coming into Shul holding tefillin, and somebody else coming to Shul wearing tefillin. Who comes first? Who do you have first? So he brings into Santa Zach, the Beis HaLevi, he's got a right from the Gemara and Sukkah, that the one who's holding the tefillin comes in first. Why? So he says, why? Because God, Gemara and Sukkah, Shleita Zoi, if you're carrying your clothes in your hand, rings in your hand, they come atomic straight away. Habo'al Abayis, see it's more. He's coming into the house. If he's carrying his clothes, the clothes are coming in the house. So they become tameh straight away. If he's wearing his clothes, or he's wearing his rings, they only become tameh once he stays in the house, sheer to eat the bread, kazayis pas, sa'irim, a certain amount. Why? Because the clothes are bottled to the guf. So they're not coming into the house in their own identity. He's coming into the house. And to be matama the clothes, it's only like because of his guf, toffel to his guf.
Well, you said before that when you put on the tefillin, you mitzvah, you become the kodesh.
Very good. Well, good. That's what I wanted to add. So he tasks the Beis HaLevi, that you should let the one who's holding the tefillin come in first, because then the tefillin has got its own identity of a dovah mekudesh. But shekin, when it's on the guf, it's bottled to the guf, it doesn't have its own kedusha. My heart is takavi, the Rebbe Chesed wanted to say the same, that we've let the fact, and not only that, the whole mocker of Mekudesh, where does that come from? The Kiddashtoi, which is the goof of the man is Kedusha. You mechaber the goof Kedusha, you mechaber the chavit, which is Kedusha as well. So who are then? True, the tefillin loses, it doesn't have its own identity when the man is wearing the tefillin. But the man is mekudesh when he's wearing the tefillin, when he's doing the mitzvah. So lechora, the man should actually have a din kedima because of the kedusha of the man. So that's my horror on the Beis HaLevi.